Chapter 19, 1102 p.m. As you can see, Richard, Emily has bypassed St. Pete. All we have here is a bit of rain and some wind as the outer edge is skirting past us heading north. It made landfall at 7 p.m. in Palm Breeze. Where I live, Richard said. I hope your family is safe, Richard. I hope so, too. The last time I spoke to them, which was just after my wife got home from school, she's a principal, you know, everything was fine. An hour later, I called back and the cell and landlines were completely dead. I guess what I don't understand, and I'm sure our viewers are wondering the same thing, is how could the forecasters be so wrong? Emily's landed 50 miles north of here. But what's even more surprising is that she made landfall 4 hours early, stranding tens of thousands of people trying to get home or leave the area. Those are some pretty big questions, Richard. I hardly know where to begin. Everything we know about hurricanes is based on previous data. Emily is an anomaly. This afternoon, she was moving faster than any other hurricane on record. No one could have predicted that she would actually pick up speed as the afternoon progressed. Because of her speed and her direction changes, forecasters were simply unable to predict where she would make landfall. As to the tens of thousands of stranded people, I don't think it's that many, but there are certainly people who have gotten caught by this storm. As you mentioned, Richard, we have a complete communications blackout with the exception of satellite phones. Here's what we think is going on, and please remember that none of this information can be verified until communications have been restored. All roads in and out of Palm Breeze have been closed due to flooding, wind damage, or car accidents because of the severe weather. All non-essential emergency personnel have been sent home until such time that the weather allows them to return. There have been 17 reported fatalities, and I want to emphasize that these are reported, not verified. 5 people have died in automobile accidents, 2 people had heart attacks, and 3 people have drowned. The rest were reported killed by flying debris and in building collapses. Law enforcement and emergency workers have set up dozens of temporary shelters in schools and other government buildings. Those stranded in their cars have been moved into the shelters to wait out the storm. There is no doubt that the area has received a great deal of damage, and there will be more to come. I don't want to speculate any further. Do we have news crews headed up there? No, Richard. As I said, no one is being allowed in or out, including local and national news media. We've tried, but we were turned back. Officials will reevaluate the situation in the morning and let us know when we'll be allowed in. As a resident with a family there, they would certainly allow me through. They are turning all residents away, Richard. The problem is the roads. They aren't passable. And with Emily in full swing, it's simply too dangerous. Thank you, Cindy. Right now, we need to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with more about the storm of the century. As soon as the camera stopped, Cindy shook her head in disgust and handed the mic to her young cameraman, Mark. Richard's a piece of work, Mark said. You've got that right. Cindy walked over to a 4x4 truck. John Masters was sitting in the cab with the door open, looking at a map of his laptop on his laptop. Any luck? Reaching Chase on the sat phone? No. Maybe his battery's dead. Chase makes sure all of our phones are charged. The sat phone is either broken or he's in trouble. He'd have the phone on by now if it worked. The school secretary called and said he'd been put on a bus. Hard to break a phone on a bus. Maybe they stopped the bus and moved him into a shelter. He'd still be able to call from the sat phone if it worked. From what you've told me, he knows how to take care of himself. He does, but I've got to make sure he's okay. John pointed to the map on the computer screen. You're going up there? John nodded. He had been with Cindy on and off throughout the day. They'd had lunch and dinner together. They'd also been together when Chase called from school that afternoon. I have pretty good sources, Cindy said. There is no way in or out of Palm Breeze, and it's going to stay that way until at least tomorrow, maybe longer. There is always a way in, John said. Devil's advocate, Cindy said. Let's say you manage to get past all the roadblocks. Chase may not be at the farm. Wherever he is, we'll be closer, John said, and I'll be where the damage is. There's not much to fix around here. What do you mean by will? Tomas and I, We'll take different routes and keep in touch on the sat phones in CB. We'll get in. We've done it before. He looked at Cindy for a moment, considering. What? Cindy asked. Do you want to come with us? Cindy smiled and looked at her watch. I'm off the clock until tomorrow morning. What are the chances of getting me back in time for work? I would say the chances are absolutely zero. Fine, then I'm taking my work with me. She looked over at Mark, who was packing his camera up. Cindy called him over. What's happening? Do you want to head up north to the hurricane of the century with two complete strangers, without pay, without telling the station? Oh, and you'll probably get fired if the hurricane doesn't kill you first. Sounds good, Mark answered. Let me get my camera.